Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Lee Cantor here with Katie Galley, another episode of High Velocity Radio, and this will be a fun one.
Yeah, it definitely will be.
Today we have with us the Atlanta Cinemaniacs.
Cinemaniacs, yeah.
The first time here
for me. First time here, yes.
How many maniacs have we had?
Not a lot, but it reminds me, there's a show, The Animaniacs.
Maybe they're related.
This
could be the next step.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kick it off. I got Ignacio.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
Why don't you tell us about the Atlanta Cinemaniacs and who you brought with you?
Well, here we have Gabriela Garcia. She is one of our producers slash actress slash writer slash
a lot of slashes
else.
In your business.
slash everything else. She's great. She's fantastic. She does a lot of work for us, and she's very involved into the process of the project that we're working on. And then we have Alejandro. He is also one of our producers. He helped us write and help us with camera work, audio, all kinds of technical stuff. Really great guy.
Not as many slashes, but...
Not as many.
It's
still early yet.
Once in a while, he gets in front of the camera and he tries to act out.
He tries to act.
Okay.
Wow.
And then you're the ringleader of this group?
So they say, but I don't consider myself the leader per se. I just like to bring people together and, you know, collaborate and stuff.
So yes.
Yeah, he's the ringleader. Yeah.
So now, tell us about how you started. What made you create the Atlantis?
The Atlantis Cinemaniacs concept is not really old. We've been doing it for maybe a couple of years, and it was basically it started with a meetup group, and it was people that just wanted to learn how to do film and how to create short films or movies or whatever, and they want to get involved into that process. And of course, as any venture, this one evolved into what it is now. From getting to want to know more about film, it evolved into let's go ahead and do short films. And then after that, it evolved into, okay, well, why don't we do a show? And everyone was like, okay, sure. And then we started looking around the people that were involved, and we noticed that it was like a very diverse group. I myself am from Mexico City, and we had people from Israel, from, I don't know, other parts of the world and stuff. So we came up with this concept called Accents.
A show called Accents.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's what we're working at right now, and that's what basically happened. I'm telling you, like, that is in the span of a couple of years, actually.
So over a couple of years, you started out as just people who enjoyed watching film, or you were always had the intent of producing at some point?
No. I mean, there was the intent of producing something, but it was like very, very amateur way of thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just do something, nothing to
like make a movie or like, yeah. What was the first thing that you were thinking of making?
We actually,
like web series or
no,
web
actually
video?
Short films. That's,
short films.
That's what we were trying to do. We started with a, little short film that, I actually wrote several years ago. It's called A Boy Named Sue, and it's based on, Johnny Cash's song,
right.
A Boy Named Sue. And it was an adaptation of that song. So we tried to produce that and stuff.
And then, so did you do it as a drama, a comedy? What is
a comedy.
A genre? So comedy is the genre that you work in primarily?
As of now, yes. That's what we're doing.
So Accents is a comedy.
It's a comedy, yes.
And
it's
a
sitcom.
It's a sitcom, like a traditional 22-minute an episode sitcom, or is it more of a web series?
More of a web series. The platform that we're trying to get this into is for web. It's not necessarily for TV.
Mm-hmm.
The regular format for TV is 21 minutes, like you said, with commercials and stuff, but we are not going that traditional route.
So how many minutes is an episode of Accents?
About 30, 25.
And so it varies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like for Netflix or
right. It,
online
it depends on the story. What our way of thinking is, we're going to take as long as it takes to tell
the story. Right. And that's the kind of the streaming strategy, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, so did you do this kind of on spec that you're doing this and putting it out there and hoping that it gets picked up, or did you have a commitment by any of the streaming services?
Not yet. Actually, that's what we are working on. We are working on creating a pilot, which we want to shoot towards the end of November. Now, we have shot a couple of clips that we have in our YouTube channel, just mm-hmm. to, you know, like a proof of concept type of thing. But that's basically what we have. We are working really hard on getting the money to shoot our pilot.
And then, so right now you have just like clips of episodes, but not a full episode online? Or
right, no. Yeah, no, there's no
is it
one full episode.
Are they written? Are the things written?
Yes.
So it's fully written and you just need the funds to produce it.
Exactly. Right. Yes, it's entirely scripted. Gabby and Alejandro, they have worked on this as well, besides some other folks that couldn't make it today. But yeah, I mean, we are like an entire group of writers, and we sit down every week and we go through the script. We tweak it. We make sure that it's the best that it can be out there and stuff. So we have 12 episodes, actually. Mm-hmm. And they are ready to go. We are focusing right now on the pilot, but all the episodes are ready right now.
And then for you, is it written in a way like kind of Curb Your Enthusiasm way, where it's more of an outline and you expect the actors to improv, or is it kind of a hard script and you say the words and that's how this is going to go?
Well, I expect they're looking at me because they know.
they know the truth.
We're looking to whatever he says right now.
Yeah. But once the camera's rolling, all bets are off.
Yeah. Well, it's a written script, like a professional written hard script. But the actors have amazing instincts. And so sometimes when they come up with funny ideas, we can try and incorporate into the story. And so,
best thing wins.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've added something on the fly just because somebody thought of something. Oh, right. What if we did this? Like, great. Let's add a few more hours to this.
Yeah, why not?
Let's get it because it's going to be good. Yeah.
Those two lines are just going to take 3 hours.
Yeah, so exactly.
So now in this adventure for all of you, is this the first time you've done all with the equipment and the crew and all this stuff, or have you been doing this as part-time or on the side or your real profession?
I've been doing, dealing with crew and stuff since high school. So, I mean,
so you're comfortable and
I'm very comfortable with it, and I've been doing it for some time. And, when he brought me on, it was originally for sound management, I guess you could say, but I just, Ignacio has been great with letting me work with more stuff and start working on camera and setting up shots myself and just overall working with the crew and the equipment. And so I would say I'm pretty comfortable with it.
And then, so now, is part of the objective teaching and having people participate and learn, or is this like, hey, we want only pros and people who have been there, done that?
It's funny that you mention it, because originally that was when we had that meetup, a group, that was originally the purpose. It's like, let's go ahead and learn how to do a film. But nowadays, when we shift from let's learn how to do it to, oh, I have some experience, let's try to do it a more professional way. Now, when someone approached me and tells me, okay, well, I would like to help, my first question is, okay, do you have experience?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't mean to be harsh on anyone or try to put a wall, but when you try to create some content of quality, then you have to sort out the people that are going to be working with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's been proven hard, because there's a lot of people that want to help, but they want to do like directing and writing and all this stuff. And I'm like, the best I can do right now is give you a job as a production assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people like that.
So, it's that working your way up that they don't like that. They want to start at director.
Right, exactly. Like, at some point I actually had, we had this lady, and she was like, well, I want to direct. I'm like, sure, but you need to help us with some other stuff first. I'm not opposed to someone directing.
Right.
Like Gabby has directed a couple of scenes that we shot. Alejandro at some point showed some interest on that. But I'm not opposed, but it is like that mentality. It's like, you need to show me that you want want to work on this, for me to give you the chance to do it. And again, it's not like, I don't like to sound like a tyrant, or anything. That's a way we need to do it.
You got to earn the
right,
right to direct. Yes. You can't just show up.
You just put it. They
want the muscles.
The worst I didn't want to say.
They want the muscles, but they don't want to work out.
Exactly.
Right. So, mm-hmm.
So now, as this has evolved, what have you learned about kind of putting together something? Because you could have said, okay, we're going to do this, and we're just going to make a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would attack that a certain way, right? Because a pilot would be 30 minutes ish, and then that's all you would need, and you would have something then. But you said, I'm going to attack this as a whole series. So there's 12 episodes, and there's a lot of work to make 12 episodes and write and rewrite 12 episodes and get the cast for 12 episodes. That's a much larger venture.
Yeah.
So what was the, you know, now you need more money, obviously. You need 12 times at least the amount of money, right?
There's definitely a learning curve, and you do get to a certain point where it does come down to the funding, and that's where we are right now. But we've learned a lot about, you know, even just writing, what works in a script, what doesn't, what works for this part of the story, and how do we progress it. And
right, because you want to have an arc to the 12 episodes, whereas the one pilot is 30 minutes, you know, that could theoretically stand alone a little bit.
Yeah.
But you also, if you know there's 12, now I got to set up characters that might pay off in episode 6.
Yeah. And I have to have the pilot set up for the rest of the show. So
it's a different animal, really.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of a beast on its own.
And like, you know, throughout 12 episodes, being like, how are these characters going to grow and learn and become closer together? And, you know, like, we have our ending for episode 12, but it's like, great, what's in the middle?
Right.
Like, what's in that? How do we get there?
How do we get there?
So that was pretty tricky. And that took a lot of long nights.
A lot of index cards on walls.
Oh, yeah.
Moving things around.
Red string. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. And of course, we had some setbacks at some point. We have people that were working with us and they are not anymore because they felt that it's taking too long.
Right.
And it's like, well, you know what? That's the process. I'm sorry.
And what about the fundraising? That's a job unto itself.
Yes, it is. Right now, like I said, we are working on getting the money, and we are doing.
How much money do you need? Things.
For the pilot, $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and so then $25,000 new grand, or you're on. You have some of the $25,000.
Well, we have like $1,000.
Yeah,
so you're 24,000 away.
About, not too crazy. We have some, you know. We've tried to strike deals with people and to say, you know, if you get X amount, then you can use our studio and we can help you out and we can make this happen. So it's getting there.
So you have a studio? Like, what are your assets as the Cinemaniacs?
We've been in contact with a few studios that are willing to help us out. But again, it does come to the funding.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to pay for a studio. So
yeah.
So you're individuals with the dream.
Yes.
Right. And a plan, right?
We are the very definition of independent filmmakers.
Right.
like the quintessential.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
And how many of you are there?
All right, let's go ahead.
About, is it 10
about six,
or is it
about six people in the writer's team. Room, and then we have the rest of our actors.
Yeah.
And then, so is it something every day you guys are doing work on this, or you meet once a month?
We meet once a week.
Once a week.
To go over scripts and to go over planning and funding and, you know, anything else that, you know.
But usually those meetings end with, all right, so what's everybody going to do this week, like, to help? And...
Yeah.
We try to get that done within the week, and then we meet the next week.
That's how we move forward.
Yeah. And just inch by inch.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Honestly.
That's how it's been so far. But, I mean, we believe in this project, and we've been at it for at least Alejandro and I have been at it for about a year. Ignacio and the rest of the Atlanta Cinemaniacs for about a couple of years, and we're not stopping.
So now, the first milestone is the pilot. Is that that's the thing you're aiming at first to have something? Yes. And the reason you're going to do that is now you have something to show to get maybe more funding on the back of that.
Exactly. Something, a tangible product. So when we go to somebody, they don't say, what do you got? Oh, we got a few clips. Now we have a fully produced first pilot episode. So we're trying to get to where hopefully we don't have to reshoot it. If they like it, we can just start airing. Well, they can use that as a pilot and we just continue with the season. Mm-hmm. But again, fun.
Once you get in the room, you have to negotiate with whoever you're talking to. And then hopefully you get on the air.
Yeah. Now, is there anybody on the team that has produced something that made it all the way to one of these streaming?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So you're just going blind? You must have talked to some people who have had it.
I have. I mean, I've been talking to studios, producers. At some point, I even got in contact with Kevin Smith, and he was somewhat interested in working with us, but that fell out of the wagon for whatever reason. Well, I know why. He had a heart attack. Yeah. But
these people will do anything just to not take a call.
I know, right?
No, we don't blame you. No, we don't blame you, Kevin.
It was just a couple of exchanges. It's like, yeah, sure, it sounds good and stuff. But just like everything in this business, it's like, yeah, I like your idea, but not now.
Right.
Yeah. You either need the money or the connections, and we're trying to get both.
Now, do you find Atlanta is a good place to do this, or is this something you got to go to LA or?
I think Atlanta is a good place as of now. At this very moment, I think it is. Maybe in the future, it won't be. I don't know. But as of now, yes.
Because I know a lot of things are produced here now, but a lot of them are coming in, shooting, and then leaving. And then they're not like planting roots here.
They just film here. They don't cast here. Right. They don't. Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword. I mean, there's a lot of action and a lot of, you know, if you want to get on and be a PA or something in a crew, there's opportunity there for local people.
There are very few productions that are actually born in Atlanta, if you will. And we're hoping to be one of those eventually.
And then so in order to do that, though, you're going to need a break of some kind, right, from an Amazon, a Netflix, or Hulu, or one of these places have to say, hey, we're going to take a shot on this. Even though, I mean, it seems like they're taking lots of shots with lots of people.
Right. But here's the thing. We have talked to a couple of studios, and they like the idea. They like the concept. And it's like, okay, we're going to help you out. But of course, we need the money. Everything comes down to we need the money. Nothing is for free. I had to learn how to do a business plan because that's the first thing they ask me. Do you have a business plan? No, I do not. So I had to go learn how to do a business plan. Then come back. It's like, I have a business plan now. Now,
and then
now
they
what?
Ask you for something new.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they ask me for something else. And like at the end of the day, it's like, this is what we can do. We need $25,000. We go shoot in Miami or whatever the studio, the main studio is. We produce a pilot, and we also will help you to put it out there, to pitch it to Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or whatever other services are. So that's basically what's happening. We've been talking to this guy. His name is Frank Borgia. He's our contact with the main studio. And he even helped us to look for some investors, which, I mean, I pitched the idea to and stuff, and they were not interested at that point. But he's also looking for some other ways that we can work something out.
Are you doing anything like Kickstarter or one of the online crowdsourcing?
We've started Patreon, and now we're working on an Indiegogo campaign that will be released soon, and we're hoping that will help us more.
Yeah.
And then is any part of the strategy, I'm going to go after somebody's relative that has some juice, that's, you know, an actor somewhere that, hey, maybe I can get this person, you know, to be part of the production to help get it funded. You know, if you get a famous person, all of a sudden all the doors open. They don't care about anything anymore.
Right. At some point we had someone that was like, yeah, sure, I'll give you the money. Who's behind you?
Right.
What name can you give me that is behind this so I can get my money back? Exactly. Which is fair. It's fair.
That's how it works.
And I'm like, well, right now I don't have anyone, but, you know, we're working on it. Okay, well, when you have someone, call me back.
They all want sure things, or they want to mitigate some of the risk. I mean, because it's a high risk for everybody.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And it's fair. I mean, I understand that the need of, you know, reassurance for your money. After all, your it's an investment. It's not a giveaway.
Right.
So that's understandable and stuff. But, I mean, we try to do productions here and there. We try to shoot some stuff so we can show people what we can do, what are we capable of doing. And that helps a little, but it's not enough. When we, of course, we need the money, and that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm. So now tell us about accents. What's the premise? What is the, is it in English? Is it in Spanish, or is it different languages for different episodes? What's your vision of the show?
That would be cool, actually.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
You get a special thanks credit now.
Look at that.
Well, Accents is about six immigrants from different parts of the world that come to the States, and they befriend each other, and they just go through life, and they help each other. They try to figure out this crazy life that we all live in and stuff.
So it's a kind of the story of first generation immigrants.
Yeah, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
That are just kind of is it fish out of water in America? How they have to adapt?
Kind
of.
Yeah.
Most of them have been in the country for
since they were children.
A while, at least 15. My character Maria, she's been in the U.S. From Mexico since she was about 15. So they have been in the U.S. for a long time. They've learned the language.
So they've assimilated.
Pretty much, yeah.
Somewhat, yeah.
Right. It's not that they're on their way to assimilate the American culture. Is that they are in the American culture already immersed in that culture, and they embraced it, and they know what it is. However, they still have their original roots, or how do I put this? I don't want to say baggage, but they still have their original baggage that comes from being an immigrant.
Right. Well, you have the pressure of your family that you're not giving up your past, and then you want to embrace your future.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of
fighting two different cultures while also trying to live as one human being. So.
Right. Yeah. So is that the struggle that each one of them is going through? Maybe some of them have more kind of ties to their family and past and don't want to abandon that. Some of them are like going, you know, kind of abandoning that, and they're going forward. Or are they all different?
Some of them really have that issue. Like, oh, you know, I was raised this way and this way and this way. But the show is more about like, yes, they're immigrants, but that's not what it's really about. It's about people living in America who have the same struggles that you do, I do, you know, everybody in this room does, and they just so happen to be immigrants. And yes, sometimes that cultural differences plays a part, you know, like, oh, it's a cookie instead of a biscuit, you know, simple stuff like that. But sometimes it gets a little more deeper.
Yeah, we like to say they have bosses to please, bills to pay, and green cards to keep. So, yeah, it's the show's mainly about, we have the show because they're immigrants, but the show is about them being people.
But is it about America?
Yeah. There are some parts where it is about how America treats immigrants, how other immigrants view America. So you kind of touch on some very serious issues, but also with a little lightheartedness.
But there's always humor through
there's
it.
There's always humor.
It's a comedy at the end of the day.
Being an immigrant isn't always depressing.
Yeah. So now
we're happy people, believe it or not.
So the 12 episodes are fully written, or is there room to make changes, or
well, there's always room to make changes, but you and have revisions. But we do have the Bible,
right?
Which is basically how every
so if you had the money, if somebody dumped whatever 25 grand times 12 in your lap, you'd be ready to shoot 12 episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. <Right?
laughs> Yes.
Definitely, without question.
Pretty much.
I mean,
and so all your main characters are cast. All your you have your idea for locations. All that stuff is kind of mapped out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, definitely. At some point, someone make a comparison of this show with Friends. Yeah, they do. They tend to do that when I tell them, "Well, six people,
right.
and stuff," and they living meet at a coffee shop,
Manhattan loft, right?
Right.
Yeah, everybody can afford.
And believe it or not,
right? Yeah.
Friends actually was some kind of inspiration for this show, mostly because when I saw that show, way back when. You know, I didn't notice back then, but I noticed when I rewatched it.
And there weren't any immigrants in that show.
They were in New York.
No, they somehow avoided.
They were in New York, and there was six white people, and right. then you see the background people, and mostly white people,
right?
And
just typical New York.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. No, that's what happens.
So like walk down, you know, the middle of Times Square. It's just a bunch of white people.
Yeah. And that seemed a little unrealistic to me. I'd like. Well, just a little.
Somehow they got funding.
They got funding. Right, right. Right.
But that was mainly the what I took from that show. Just six characters. It's like an homage to that show, but not necessarily a ripoff. Before anyone says anything.
Yep. So now, right now, the mission is to get funding for Accents and to get funding for the pilot, so that you can just see this. All the way through, right?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
And correct. Then is that, you said you have a Patreon page right now and you're working on Indiegogo?
We're working on an Indiegogo campaign. It's going to be out, should be out in about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But we do have the Patreon page up.
And so people can contribute there?
Yeah. Yes. They can just search Atlanta Cinemaniacs and they should be able to find it.
And is there a website for Atlanta Cinemaniacs, or should you go on YouTube? If you type that in, then you'll find your work. Like, what's the best way to see your work?
If you put on Google Atlanta Cinemaniacs, all our stuff is going to pop out, mainly because we are the only ones with that name. Now,
but so that entity's mission is to make Accents.
Yes.
But do you do, like, for hire, if they say, hey, I need someone to produce this video, do you do that on the side, or is that everybody's a freelancer and they're all doing whatever they got to do to pay the bills?
Right. Well, we can do that. If someone asks us to do a little production here and there, we do that. Actually, we are doing that to get some money for Accents. Right now, we are offering some stuff to make money.
It's like, what do? We make film. Right. You guys want something made?
Yeah. We talk to local businesses, and if they want like a promotional video for their website or social media, we'll help them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what are some of the rewards on the Indiegogo?
On the Indiegogo, you can get an associate producer credit, a special thanks credit. We have T-shirts.
I already have the special thanks. There's going to be right, more than one special thanks.
Yeah.
You're right. You can get a copy of the film, of the pilot, some behind the scenes footage. Yeah.
I get to walk through the background.
there's even a perk there where you can get a walk-on role, or we can name a character after you.
Wow.
Yeah, so some fun.
So you're working on that.
We're working on that right now.
Yes.
And then and you have a sizzle reel of Accents right now, or what, do you have anything that's a clip of the show, or have you done that?
We do. I mean, on the YouTube page, on the Atlanta Cinemaniacs page, there's a bunch of clips that we have shot.
So you've shot like scenes, just random scenes, just to give a kind of flavor of what the whole
feeling of what's going on. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you made a trailer?
No,
not.
Is that on the roadmap?
It is.
Eventually. Eventually. We're thinking of using the pilot mainly to sell the show to either a streaming or a traditional network.
But if you have a trailer to sell the pilot to sell the show.
it's a chain of events.
Hey, if we got to do it, it'll get done.
Yeah.
All right. So now, again, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, is it Atlanta Cinemaniacs? So somebody's got to spell that. That's smarter than me.
I don't know.
It's ATL. C-I-N-E-M-A-N-I-C-S @gmail.com.
All right.
Ding, ding. I don't know. I wish I had a bell.
Somebody spell check that. I'm sure Google will correct it for you if you spell it wrong.
Yeah.
And Atlanta Cinemaniacs, independent filmmakers that are just trying to make their dreams come true, right, with accents.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In a nutshell.
Well, the thing you need right now is money. That's how we can help you, right? Get the word out about what you guys are up to.
Yes.
And then if somebody can write some checks, that helps move the ball, right?
Of course. Like I said, we have a business plan ready to go. We can do any tweaks that needs to be done and stuff. The main thing here is to get access, to get those stories out and for people to see. These characters are not cookie-cut characters. You're not going to find in this show that we beat anyone over the head with, oh, remember, I'm Mexican,
yeah,
or I'm Brazilian or whatever. No, it's people. They happen to have an accent because they're from someplace else, and that's pretty much it. They go through life. They need to think about their careers, their family, their immigration status, their everything else that anyone else can do. They fall in love, not necessarily with each other, but
Well, they have to. Some of them have to fall in love with each other. That's kind of the rule of sitcoms.
That's totally.
Or there's like this tension, you know?
Right. Yeah. Will they or won't they?
Yeah. I'm going to give you some spoilers in that some episode. We have a character called Nigel. He is from the UK, and he is not the sharpest knife in the box. So at some point, he has a dream. He has like a sexy dream about Maria. And when he wakes up, he's like, well, you know what? I guess I'm in love.
Nice.
So that's the kind of characters that we have. I mean, they're silly, but at the same time, we want to make them, warm, hard warm.
Yeah,
right. So.
There are many layers to this show.
It sounds like it. Well, best of luck. Anything we can do is help you. We'll help you get the word out. And probably Katie will write you a big check. She's super rich.
All right.
Oh, great.
Just sign it, and then we'll fill out the rest.
Right? That's not a big deal. And that's Atlanta Cinemaniacs. You can check them out on YouTube, soon on Indiegogo, and right now on Patreon. Definitely give them a shot and check them out. Thank you so much for sharing your story today, and best of luck.
Thank you.
This is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on High Velocity Radio.